Like other landscapers on this job, Mike Bauman feels a real sense of pride about this project.
It was fun. It was creative. And you kind of feel like an old world craftsman again. Projects like this don't come along very often.
His team worked on the concrete pathways and the decorative floor of the rotunda. They also recreated the original landscaping around the Palace of Fine Arts. The original architect, Bernard Maybeck, designed the massive rotunda, colonnades, and pond to look like a Roman ruin. But in the 95 years since it was built, and even after a restoration effort in the 60s, the Palace of Fine Arts was beginning to look like a real ruin. By the time Bauman started the job, the original floor was no longer visible.
It was all asphalt, and it was overgrown.
Bauman's team helped bring back details that had been covered up or lost.
There's all sorts of concrete score marks that kind of reflect the architecture of the dome from the outside, with circles around each column.
Fences have been up around the building for years now, and most visitors haven't been allowed in.
Yeah, there's one of the swans. Actually, the swans were that came up and walked around when we were doing the work and stuff. It was a lot of fun to deal with them. One of our main challenges was keeping the birds off it and everything else, keeping it clean, to be honest with you.
In the end, the restoration cost more than $20 million. About half of the money came from city and state funds, the other half from private donations. Bauman says even during the construction, busloads of tourists would come to visit, and brides would come to have their pictures taken in the morning light near the pond.
When you come in the morning, we come in early, so it's all lit up, and it's just an amazing entryway to the city. Now that all the lights are on the outside, the place is just like gold when they come in. It's really, really pretty. It's kind of a real gateway to San Francisco.
Bauman says in the months working on it, he and his crew have begun to feel like the Palace of Fine Arts belongs to them. But today they're happy to take down the fences and let everyone else in.
It'll be nice to be able to share it with the public, because all during the times we were working here, people were dying to get in, and we said, no, you can't come in yet, you can't come in yet.
The Palace of Fine Arts officially reopens at 10 this morning after Mike Bauman and his team take down the last fence. For KQED News, I'm Molly Samuel.